Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned how they would travel through the desert. How do you determine who goes first, who goes last? And the truth is that as we watch the whole story play out, we notice right away, yeah, there is a definite concern on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Shimon and Reuven feel that they got slighted by going second rather than going first, as they are the oldest. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu asks God, what do you want me to do? And Moshe Rabbeinu is told by God, don't worry about it. It was very worked out. Way back when it was decided in the times of Yaakov Avinu's funeral. Yaakov said beforehand, this is how I want you to travel. This is who's going to be first. This is who's going to be last. And this is who's going to go on the right. This is who's going to go on the left. Like, they had it all laid out. It's great. So Moshe Rabbeinu is still worried. He says, I don't understand. How is that going to be? We're going to go through the desert, and there's going to be strife, and there's going to be friction, and there's going to be struggles. Those are things that are going to set the people off. Do you really believe that it's going to be okay? Because that's what happened in a funeral several hundred years ago. And this is what the answer is, by Fran Kotzer, by Mordechai Ragov, who gives a beautiful, beautiful answer. He says, why do you go back to the date of a funeral? There are lots of other opportunities to go by, but why a funeral? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu's concern is that there will be strife, that there will be friction due to frustration over certain tense moments, yes, when everything is good, nobody complains, but when there is a little bit of tension, that's when people get nervous. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, what am I going back to? You're going back to a funeral. That already was a time of concern. That was already a time where people were not in a good place, and yet they survived that moment. If they could survive that moment, they'll be able to survive whatever history throws ahead of them in the coming months and the coming years. I stumbled upon a story late last night that I think is so powerful and so beautiful. The Nazis came into a town and they were taking all the Jews out, rounding them up. And of course, we know the sad story all too many times. And when the Jews are rounded up, they're beating the Rebbe. And the Rebbe, the Nazi looks at the Rebbe and says, you know, you think you're the chosen one? You think that you're special? Look at you. You're being beaten mercilessly. You're at the brink of defeat. You're done. There's nothing special about it. And there is something so beautiful and profound in the answer to the Nazi. The Rebbe turns to the Nazi and says, so long as I'm not the one doing the beating, everything's okay. Isn't that truly what the parsha is all about? Moshe Rabbeinu is being told that we can survive anything so long as we have our dignity. And that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu was told. Go back to this already trying moment. And at that trying moment, nobody fought for who was going to get first place and who was going to get second place and who was going to get last place. They all accepted it under trying circumstances. If they were able to manage that, God willing, they'll be able to manage anything. Have a great day.